The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'll be playing the role of Eric Metaxas. Don't be confused. I really am Eric Metaxas, but I'm also playing the role of Eric Metaxas. Those are slightly different things. If you're confused, good. I am talking to Mike Lindell, who is kind of like a cartoon character of himself. Mike Lindell, has anyone ever said that to you before?
Only when I go like this with a pillow.
With a pillow? This is radio. A lot of people didn't get that joke. But even those who could see didn't think it was funny. Listen, Mike Lindell, we're friends, and I love you. And you are a man of many talents. And I want my audience to hear about a couple of the things that are going on in your life right now. Most people know you as this extremely successful entrepreneur who has been delivered out of drug addiction and so many different things. But the most visible thing you've been doing lately is you have jumped in with both feet into this election controversy. And when I say controversy...
No, let's call it a crime. Let's call it what it is.
But we mean crime in a good sense. We're not judging people, okay? We're not trying to impose our values that theft is wrong. That's a parochial Christian value, and we apologize up front. But so you... Because of your personality, Mike, and you, I'm sure people say this to you. I'm sure you have somebody in your life telling you this. You're an outsized personality. You really are larger than life. You're a pitch man. You're a showman. You are full of energy. And as much as that works for you, because nobody else is doing what you're doing, it can work against you in public perception because there are people that just go, that's the MyPillow guy. They don't know that what you're doing, they don't understand the severity and the clarity of what you're doing. So tell my audience, who are the people that you have hired with your own money and a lot of it to do the forensic analysis of what happened during this election?
Right. And, you know, first of all, too, is that, you know, I think everyone, we were just talking about this in the other room, everyone... in the world, basically, most people now know I have something and that I'm not going to let go of it. And what it is I'll explain it real quickly. These are PCAPs. They're called packet captures from the night of the election and from before and right after. The whole election. We have all the packet captures, all of them.
Okay, now most people on planet Earth have no idea what packet captures
and I'm going to explain what they are.
I dare you.
I'm going to have to. Let's go back in time, though. Let's go back to about the mid-70s, okay?
Okay.
And you and I are standing in front of Mount Rushmore.
I'm building a treehouse in the backyard.
Okay. Well, let's just say you and I would be together, and they took a picture of you and I by Mount Rushmore, let's say, okay? That picture, you couldn't doctor things back then.
Right.
It would be forever captured in time.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah.
You agree. If you lose that picture, it would be a lot harder for us to prove we are there. Do you agree? Yes.
Of course.
Well, when you get into cyber forensics, the equivalent of that picture, that you can't alter it, that you can't change it, that if you capture it, it is just like that picture.
Right.
And that's what it is. Any things that travel through the internet, if you've actually, what happened on the night of the election, these guys are heroes. They have the movie and all the packet captures, basically the movie of the whole election.
Right.
So when they brought this to me, which, by the way, everybody, that was January 9th. That's very significant because everyone always says, well, why didn't anybody do anything in November and December? You know, we'll give them an out. They didn't have what I have. They didn't have
Okay, so again, you're so deep into this, you're probably assuming some things. What happened on January 9th?
okay.
that gave you something that no one had okay. before that.
Let me explain. So we all, from November 4th on, we all lived in the Twilight Zone. We all knew something happened. This was crazy. All the deviations, 106,000 votes in Michigan get pumped in for Biden. Everyone says, well, those were the mail-in votes. No, they weren't. The mail-in votes were counted on the morning of the 3rd.
I mean, look, the point is that anybody who had the guts to open their eyes saw that it was at least extremely fishy at
right,
least.
Right,
but
right.
what happened on January 9th?
What I'm going to explain is I look at deviations every day at MyPillow. Like if your radio station, if something does 2,000 and then all of a sudden it does 10,000, I go,
What happened?
Because you have to have a different input to change that output. It's the power of numbers. In the election, the power of numbers are huge because it's millions and millions and tens of millions. Well, when I was looking in November 4th, and I mean from November 4th on, every day, what I seen myself with my own investigation, everything, was that this wasn't just 10,000 votes or 100,000 votes or a million votes. This was massive. It could be as high as 10 million votes I'm looking at. I'm going, it doesn't make sense. It would only have to be done with machines or through computers. This was my own analysis going, this had to happen through computers.
Okay, now hang on. I want to educate my audience so they understand. There's some people that they don't know anything about you. You're the MyPillow guy. What the heck would you know looking at numbers? The reality is, and I want people to understand this, you were a card counter.
Right.
Now, a lot of people don't know what that is. I barely do. Explain that to people because you have to have a certain kind of savant brain to be able to do that. So you have a mathematical gift. Tell us about it.
Of that. And, you know, I took calculus, I think, in ninth grade or eighth grade. You know,
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, it was.
You didn't take calculus in eighth or ninth grade. I took
early.
It senior year.
Right.
And I'm smart.
Right. But what I'm saying is God gifted me with numbers. So when you take when you look at patterns and you look at numbers and you look at, you know, deviations. I was a professional card counter for decades.
Is that illegal in casinos?
No, it's not illegal. They don't want you to do it. It's not illegal.
They don't want you to do it because you have a secret weapon.
You have an advantage over it. It'd be like using a computer. It would be like using your mind which is illegal in a casino to keep track of the cards that have been played.
But the point is you have the kind of a mind that you're able to do that.
And that's what we do. That's what I've set up with MyPillow with all of these. And we have thousands and thousands of radio stations and TV stations and newspapers. They all have individual promo codes. So we track them every day, and we look at patterns. We look at if it can be off by, 2%, and I would say, what happened? What made it different? And so that's what I did throughout November and December. Then on January 9th, something was brought to me that was different. It was these things through a machine. It was this... these numbers that came from the Dominion machines or from the whether ESNS, Smartmatic, whatever you name, but it was from the election. I'm going, wow, this explains it. So I'm going.
Now you can't say who brought it to you.
No, I can't say who brought it to me.
Was it me?
What's that?
Was it me?
It was not you. It was not Eric, everybody.
Okay.
But I will say this, and that will all be revealed, but right now it's a matter of having them. Once you have them, it doesn't matter where you got them.
Now, why did they bring them to you?
Because I have a big mouth.
No, seriously. Why did they bring them to you? This is true.
These guys had tried that had done this, that had been these heroes, and then they brought them to these other people who then brought them to me. They had tried to get the word out, but they don't have the voice. I was the only one because of my big platform. God's blessed me with this big platform of notoriety. They're going, we've got to get it to him because I became like, I became very... very outgoing about the election, and I was very telling every news channel I would go on, I would be saying, hey, there's been fraud. Well, so that's why they brought it to me, just like any other thing that needed a voice back when the China virus started, and they were bringing cures and stuff.
By the way, on this program, you don't say China virus.
Okay? Oh, we don't? Okay.
No, you China say, virus. Listen to me. Listen to me. I want you to get this right, Mike. I don't want you to get in trouble, okay? The correct term is Kung Flu pandemic.
Kung flu pandemic.
Okay, you say China virus, it triggers people.
Right,
Kung flu pandemic.
Kung flu pandemic.
So when people In other words, the people that found this information knew that they had something red hot.
Yeah, they didn't find it. They were brought to the guys that actually collected it. So when they got this and they brought it to me and they brought it to me, what you need to know here is this was when I seen it, I knew right away, wow, this is the answer.
Okay.
It had, came from computers, and then I didn't let up. But what I did then was I went out and got white hat hackers.
Okay, this is this is what's called a cliffhanger in show business. I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Most important thing, go to MyPillow.com, use the code Eric. We'll be right back.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell, not the Mike Lindell, just a Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, we're talking about what happened to you on January 9th. Some people, they had some information, and they knew somehow you're the guy to get it to, that if they could only get it to you, you would use it, you would broadcast it, whatever. So they find you, and they show you that they have these time-stamped...
Right. I couldn't read them. They were like, they were from a computer, and it's like, I called it like gibberish. You can't read it. It's from, and I knew it came from a computer. All these things I couldn't read. And then they had it translated into what I could read. And it showed like IPs of computers and IDs and all this. And it showed the number of votes switched and all this. But they were hoping I could get it to the president, too. And which
the president of the United States?
Right, the real one we have right now, Donald Trump.
Okay. And you know what? But that's the question that everybody has. Like, if this stuff is real, why wouldn't you get it to Trump and why wouldn't you? So what happened there?
I did. On the 15th, everybody knows, on the 15th of January, I walked into the White House and I had a piece of that evidence that, and by the way, it had been out on Twitter and stuff too. These guys tried to get it out on Twitter and everything, and Twitter suppressed it. But I had a copy of it in my hand. I also had a couple things from some lawyers.
Right.
And
Sidney Powell, if you're asking.
Right. So a couple things from some lawyers that they had given me, this group had given me. And I bring it into the White House, and I get in there, and here's a couple officials and the president. I said, here, I have this evidence. This is different. It shows you really want 80 million to 68 million. He's listening to me, and I said, by the way, these are from from some attorneys. I hadn't even read them yet. And he takes that, and here Robert O'Brien, the security advisor for the country, he's sitting there, and and he said something I didn't like. So him and I are arguing back and forth. And then the president says, why don't you bring this upstairs with Mike to our lawyers and see what he's all got here and come on back down. Well, they bring me upstairs. And the lawyers give me the run around, and they bring me back downstairs, and then I went outside. They let me outside to get my phone back to make a phone call. Now, if this wouldn't have happened to everybody, we would not be here. This is such a divine appointment because I had those papers from the lawyer in my hand, too. And I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to my son. I'm the only one out back there, and apparently the Washington Post was some big spy telegraph thing, took a picture of this and said martial law.
Right.
Well, now they come running over the hill, Eric. Here they come like cattle, jumping over the hill. All these journalists, this 15th of January, they're coming over, tripping over each other, and they all stop like sheep before a fence. And I go, my son, I go, I got to get off the phone. I get off the phone, and I go, hey, you all want me to answer some questions? They're all going, yeah. And I go, you know what? I changed my mind. You all find something real nice to write about me. And I went back in the White House. Well, 2 hours later, that thing, as we all know, my daughter calls me up. I was over in New Jersey, I think, or I mean in Virginia, and She calls me up and she says, "Get out of there! What are you doing?" And the picture had went viral of that martial law.
Okay, so this is a little hard to follow. The bottom line is, while you were, I mean, I know the story. So
right.
you're with the president. You want to get him this information,
right.
More than vital. But you had a piece of paper from some lawyers, and on there was the words martial law. And I remember the press corps and the establishment lose their minds instantly, and this is what they want to focus on.
But this is what started. This is the divineness of it, is it started every single day from that day, from that night on. Every day I was attacked in the media. They called me. They all had my direct number. You all seen Mike Lindell. This is when I started losing retailers. Mike Lindell lost four more retailers. But they would call me. It was a blessing. They would call me up then, the New York Times and all that. I go, "Did you hear about China attacking our country and Dominion?
You used it like jujitsu to your advantage, the fact that they're freaked out about this.
Right.
Every time they call you, you're telling them about what you discovered on January 9th.
So then what I did, I said, you know what? They're not printing. I would send them evidence. They wouldn't print it. So I came out with the movie Absolute Proof on February 5th.
But I still want to go back to what do you suppose happened with the president? In other words, is he surrounded by phalanxes of lawyers designed to protect him from crazy people like Mike Lindell? Is that what happened?
I think it was too hard for them to wrap their head around that they you can wrap your head around a cyber attack when it's a cyber hack of credit cards or gas lines or whatever, but they couldn't wrap themselves around
Democrats had warned us. I've talked to you so much about this. It gets so preposterous. We know that HBO made a documentary, HBO.
Right.
It is called Kill Chain.
Yep.
And it kind of is mostly a Democratic narrative, but they said
they all warned
that
us.
The machines are eminently hackable, and we know that the election is going to be hacked against us, the Democrats.
Kamala Harris said it too.
Kamala Harris and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the point is that we have to kind of reroute the narrative, and we have to say, stop, folks. This is a Democratic talking point. They ceased to talk about it when it didn't. But the point is that every American knows that it is possible to hack pipelines, meat distribution. It's possible to do all those kinds of things. So it would be silly not to think that this is at least a possibility.
Right.
But you're telling me that White House lawyers are too 19th century, too stupid to understand that this could be the greatest threat.
That would be subjective, Eric, and I'm not subjective. I mean,
well, sometimes subjectivity happens to correspond with objectivity, and I'm afraid this might be one of those times.
I could draw my own conclusions about that.
But Mike,
I will say this, is what I did – after I left that White House, I said, you know what? I'm gonna show the world what I have. And also, I knew what I had and by talking to these experts, but I went above and beyond. I hired private investigators. I hired cyber experts, cyber forensic experts. Now, they're called white hat hackers. They protect our country. Some of them work for the government as we speak. And I hired different ones. I'm not just going to hire one. Why not hire 10 of them and get it from all different angles
to validate?
That's what I did. And here's what they said. When you have a packet capture, that's like, all of my – I asked them all the same question. I said, when we get attacked cyberly in our country, or you guys are checking into this, you white hat hackers, what's the best thing you can have? And they said, well, if we have the packet captures, that's all we need. It's 100%.
Okay, so let's say you have it, which you do.
Right.
Okay. What happens? You have it?
Right.
So now
here's what I did, and here's where we're at today. I spent 4 months. Did I bring it to the Supreme Court, which, by the way, we bring a court warrant to, and it'll be 9-0. If they look at
it. Say that again. See, this is what you do. You throw in, like, the Latin term, the legal term. Nobody knows what you just said. What is the Latin legal term?
Quo warranto.
Okay, quo warranto. What does that mean?
I have not a clue. It's a lawyer term.
I know, but what I'm saying
it's something. It's something that this is a pathway to get to the Supreme Court, and it's a quo warranto, and this election gets pulled down.
Okay, and what are you waiting for?
I hired teams of lawyers to check all this, so they're all in agreement. But the real win here.
I've never felt so much like Jimmy Kimmel. Go ahead.
But listen, the real win is if they look at it. So what I've done is being a marketer, just keep every day, hammering away with the bad media. Let them keep hammering me, going on Jimmy Kimmel, going on the terrible Daily Show, all these things, because why? They're one of the few places I can go. Where's Fox? They won't let me come on Fox. CNN won't let me go on CNN. I can't go on MSNBC.
Well, we're not surprised that they won't have you on, but the fact that Fox won't have you on.
Oh, are you kidding? I don't even think I can say the word Fox when I'm not on Fox.
Really?
Yeah, they won't. They won't, you know, nothing to do with me because are they in fear? Well, who knows? But I will
are
say
they in
this.
Fear? They're cowards.
They're cowards.
They're
there
whorish
you go.
When it comes. Like, right. Look, most corporations, including Fox, they don't have any principles. And if you have principles, you put principle before profit because you believe God has your back. Right. You do the right thing. They are clearly not that kind of a
They're
company.
They're all about the money. But,
well,
okay.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Now we've gotten the word out there. I think everyone in the world knows that I have something. So now what I've done is, you know, I don't feel comfortable bringing it to the Supreme Court because they could do what? They'd say, we're not going to look at it.
Right.
They've done it before.
Right.
On other things. So what I'm going to do is called a cyber symposium. We're announcing it on your show here. And what is it?
Is that what we're doing? I was wondering what we were doing up here. We're announcing the Cyber Symposium. Okay. When is it going to be? Where is it going to be?
Okay.
What is it?
Okay. It's going to be end of July, early August. I'm going to give myself a few days, but I want to do it at the end of July. And here's
early
what
August. Didn't you say Trump was going to be back in by August?
We're not to that part yet. I'm going to tell you that this is the pathway.
Yes, you will.
Yes, I did say that, August. I could be off by a month.
He didn't say what year. Ha, gotcha.
Okay. But a cyber symposium, what I'm doing, and this is where everybody's going to be able to get involved. I'm inviting with all the white hat hackers I've hired, that these guys are, you know, they're going to be there. We're inviting every cyber forensic expert that has CISSP credentials. Ask me what it stands for. I don't know. All I know is they got to have those credentials. Okay. They need them, and they need to also be certain ones that, you know, they got to be have credentials that they were certified. And so I don't care if they're Democrats, Republicans. I don't care what country they're even from. I want them all there. These are, you know, as many as we could get there in this huge venue. Then I want all the media there from around
all right,
the world.
We're going to go another break. We're going to come back and we're going to fill this out. Most important thing, use the code Eric wherever you go.
I won't stop my
Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-011.
Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. So, Mike, you say that you're going to have and I want to ask you all these tough questions because I want the information to get out. And I'm trying to clarify, right? So, first of all, let's get to this. You're going to have a cyber symposium. You're going to invite credentialed cyber experts.
Yes.
Why?
So they can be hundreds of them. The power of numbers. So every one of them, first of all, can say when you have a packet capture. It's non-negotiable. It's not subjective. It's like having here's whatever that packet capture is. We just so happen we have it all of the election.
And packet captures are effectively photographs of a moment on the internet.
And it shows everything: ID of the computer, the IP of the computer, the building where it came from in China. When it came over here, with the exact moment in time that it flipped, let's say 7,000 from Donald Trump to Biden, boom, it shows the exact flip, which computer it went in, whether it was on the Dominion level or the Smartmatic, whatever, or on the county level or the Secretary of State's, their IDs. It's a moment in time. It could be, it might be like anything that passes through the internet. If you capture that,
yeah.
It's forever frozen and preserved. Preserved is the word.
Let me ask you a question a little bit sideways. Do you think China did this to generally undermine America and American democracies because they believe it's a zero-sum game? If we go down, they go up. Or did they do it specifically because they wanted Biden to be, you know, a paper tiger?
No, no. This is the CCP. They happen to use the Democratic Party. Now, that's my opinion.
Socialism
jumped right over to communism. Let me finish. I really got to finish who's going to be at this symposium, though.
Okay.
So you have all the cyber guys there, and you have all the media there. We even hope Fox comes. But here's the thing.
By the way, Fox is banned. They can't come.
Maybe we ban them, and they'll try and get in.
Ban them.
Okay. So here's the thing. The next layer, and this could be a stadium for all I know, but it's going to be at least a huge convention center. It'll be a couple of days minimum. And we're inviting all the senators, the congressmen, the governors, the secretary of states, the attorney generals, both state and at the federal level. And why are they going to come? They're going to come because of all of you out there are going to have a month and a half to write them letters and say, you need to go there to represent us and find out once and for all what the truth is about what this loudmouth's been telling us for 3 months. And they need to get there. They could bring their own cyber guys, and they're going to hear the truth. The truth will be told. When you're there, not one person that walks out of that place will be able to say, I don't know, it's 90%. No, everyone walking out, it's 100%.
Okay, now what is the incentive for somebody to go there? Do they get a nice meal? What do they get?
They get to know the truth for their state. That's why the
people...
No.
And I care about the truth, but there are plenty of people, they're busy.
That's where
why
the people
they
have
come?
To put... Because the state we're in right now, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you know this isn't... The party that's in there right now is the CCP. This is communism. It's to save our country. And if these guys are any kind of human being, I don't care if they're a Democrat or Republican, congressman or senator, whoever they are, they
but you
are
understand
people too.
There's going to be social.
Their incentive is to save their country, save their children's children.
Mike, you know that, and I know that, but I'm saying that there's still cultural pressure to avoid anything like this. It's like when Galileo said, if you look through my telescope, you'll see. And people said, I don't want to look through your telescope.
That's why we need to have the cultural pressure on them. It's different this time. Everyone's going to put pressure on them. If you're going there to discredit it, fine. If you're going there to give a credit, fine. But you need to be there. And there's no reason that they should not come. And I will tell you this. Here's another thing we're going to do. This is really important. We're going to have a mock election there. And what I mean by that, this is going to be awesome. This will be, like I say, I want to be seen by more than Elvis Presley, Haloa from Hawaii, which was a billion people back when there was only 3 billion people in 1973.
Right.
So everybody's watching this in live TV. You do a mock election, and now you have, let's say, 200-300 people. We'll have the senators, and they're going to do it all themselves. They come through, they vote, it's all on TV or showing their votes. Then we have, let's say it's an attorney general says, write down how many votes you'd like us to hack, sir or ma'am. So you write them down. Let's say it's 50 at the Dominion level. They say flip 50. Let's say it's 40 at the county board level. They'll flip 40. Let's say it's 30 at the Secretary of State's level. They'll flip 30. This is all televised. Then what we do, boom, it comes out the other end. Let's go, whoa, can you believe it? And now we're going to show that unless you do a full forensic audit with machines and routers like they're doing in Arizona, you could actually show that this thing you'd have, if you didn't do an audit, that number is a wrong number, but you got hacked in. But here's the big key. We're also going to go, okay, now we're going to go in and grab the packet capture because we're going to have the guys taking a little video of the packet capture. So they're going to be able to say they're going to be able to say the exact moment in time that the 50 was flipped, the 40 and the 30, and show the packet capture.
You're going to demonstrate the hack. You're going to show how these things are hacked while you're doing it.
Yep.
Now,
and then we're going to show the movie of what happened, just like we have with the election.
Okay,
it would be identical,
still,
like my cousin Vinny. That show.
Identical. I still have two questions, but they're not questions for you. No, I have questions for you. I've got a lot of questions for you. Two questions. I still don't understand how you circumvent the cultural pressure not to be associated with you. Right? In other words, you're saying that we're going to ask the people to put pressure. Put pressure on whom specifically? Secretaries of State? Who exactly?
Anyone. I don't care if it's your local councilman in a town council, a mayor. I want officials there. I want governors there. I already have some governors and some, I'm not going to name them, some senators that will come. Anybody you can reach out to, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, we want them all to be there because their questions are going to be answered for the people.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with my friend Mike Lindell. Hey, folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell, CEO and founder of MyPillow.
Inventor. I did not find MyPillow.
Not just the inventor of MyPillow, but inventor of the pillow. I bet you didn't know that. He's got the patent. And if you've got a pillow, you owe him money. It doesn't matter whose pillow it is.
One of the first events I ever did when I was speaking, I had such a fear of speaking. And I got on there, and there was 20,000 people. I said, so yesterday they were introducing me on a radio station of the founder of MyPillow and a former Democrat. Well, I got right on there and corrected him. I didn't find MyPillow. I invented MyPillow. And I wasn't a former Democrat. I was a former crack addict.
Now that is true. This is actually true. Well, Mike, there's so many directions I can go in with you, so let's slow down. So this cyber symposium is going to probably be in August. Okay. Who is going to be like emceeing this event or overseeing this event? In other words, because I really do believe communication is everything, and you understand that. Mm-hmm. So to keep this focused and to keep this whatever, how are you going to structure this? The day. I'm not really clear on that.
Well, we don't know yet. Right now, the next 2 days, we're in the planning. I have actually have meetings set up over the next 48 hours. We'll have all those answers to you maybe within a week, and maybe the location within a week and the dates.
Okay.
There's a lot of planning going into this, but for right now, I want to get the word out. So what? So everyone can be talking about it. You just can't announce the week before you're going to have a symposium because the mainstream media and the news and Zuckerberg and Dorsey, all of them are going to try and suppress this.
Right.
This is the smoking gun. When this comes out, when we have that days, now after that, we already have the case ready for the Supreme Court. We already have the evidence. We already have it all. We have people that are going to be the witnesses, the whistleblowers, everybody that filmed it, everybody that got it, and we're going to drop it on their doorstep. And when we do that, all the evidence is right there. Can you imagine being a Supreme Court justice now where the whole world knows we have the packet captured? And they live the American dream. They have friends. They have children. They have grandchildren. They have neighbors. All of them. And all they have to do is say, wow, this is the election. This is what happened. And they're going to vote 9-0. This isn't subjective. They can't argue it.
Okay.
Even if you're compromised, you look over to people blackmail and go, I got to say, you know, hello, this is real. You know?
Right. Okay. So you sometimes you make statements, and I don't know if they're helpful or not. Like you said that you think Trump will be reinstated.
He will.
But I'm saying by August or by September. Now, Jenna Ellis, who's a friend of mine and is a constitutional scholar, has said she wishes that were possible. But according to what she knows of the Constitution, even if you prove the fraud, it is not possible to reinstate a president. How do you answer
that? Well, she's misconstrued.
She could be right or wrong.
I don't care what kind.
She could be right or wrong. I just want to know how is she wrong.
Well, I'm telling you, here's how she's wrong. A, there's no statute of limitations on this. B, there is precedence. Now, let me say precedence. At every election in the United States history where there was a crime committed, i.e. fraud, election fraud, if there was enough and the other guy won or other gal won, they get put in. There's no statute of limitation. There's no time limit. Doesn't matter if it was 2 years later or whatever. They get put in, and all the perpetrators, they go to prison, whatever you got to do with them. That's a separate thing. So that's what a quo warranto is. And now, it's also, we're in an anomaly, too. this is also, it's another part to this. This wasn't just a crime committed at the in our country. This was an attack by another country. So you combine that. Now you even have other pathways that they can take. There's other things that are, that, there's actually two other pathways. We have three different pathways, but the easiest one is the quo warranto because it, we have the evidence that this, these packet captured. So she's wrong and she can't, you cannot, I mean, that's understandable because it, you know, people get confused like it's an anomaly. Whoever said that, that you'd have a country where just a year and a half ago, if I told y'all, guess what? About 6 months from now, you're all going to run around wearing masks like a bunch of idiots, and you're going to go over here, and we're going to make your kids wear them too, and you got to stay 6 feet apart, not 4 feet apart or 8 feet apart. And by the way, then we're going to take 12 million or 15 million votes from your election, and you're going to just be okay with it.
Right.
You know?
Because the social pressure to shut up will be so high that you will become part of the devil's tribe. Not right, that we're judging. Right. That's cool, man. So I hope Jenna is wrong. And she really is a dear friend and a sweet soul, and she's brilliant. And I look forward to I know that you and she will have a conversation tonight where I'm going to get together because I think it's important really for people to understand how our government works, where we are in history right now.
Well, let me tell you too, Eric. It's not – I mean, she might be – as far as what she's looking at, this is inside – this is outside the box. Everything we experienced. Let me tell you this. If you don't think God's had his hand in this – it's a miracle that by everything that was in her constitution, she's telling you, our constitution, it was broken. It was broken to get us here every single day in November and December, every single day. We're going to change this, go against the constitution. And in Pennsylvania, you can count votes for a week. And we're going to do this. And by the way, your legislatures don't get to do it. The governors and attorney generals do it. They broke every constitutional thing.
Well, there's no argument there.
But let me finish though. If they didn't do that, you guys, the world's over. It's end times because we wouldn't have known about the big thing, the machines. It's a miracle.
What do you mean by what you just said? I want everybody to track. So.
If Donald Trump would have been put in, if everybody would have done their jobs on December 14th, okay, done their jobs. That's what our Constitution had this in for. If you break rules and you find out the other guy really won, which he did, Donald Trump won, you pull down your states, you do an investigation, and he wins. But if that happens, you wouldn't have known about the machines. This was all your organic fraud. This was your dead people voting, non-residents, all that. I call it organic fraud. If you would not have known about these machines, because the only way to really know this was these packet captures, which is a miracle that we have these. Now, if it's pulled down, Jimmy Kimmel said to me, everybody, he said, what if it was reversed? And Donald Trump was in there. And they said, Mike, if you had your evidence you have now, would you still be sounding the alarm? Absolutely, you guys, because the world would be over. Someone else picks the winner, and it's over. We're end times. Everybody get on your knees, surrender. We win. We all go to heaven. It's over. And that's the same way we're at now. We needed a miracle. We needed a miracle to happen. Everybody prayed for a miracle after January 20th. We were praying for a miracle up to that point. Now everyone's praying for the miracle. The miracle he gave us, these packet captures. That is the miracle.
You know,
and I want to tell you,
you're a fast talker and a smooth talker, and I like it. Wait a minute. We're going to a break. We'll be right back with my friend Mike Lindell. Folks, we're at the NRB, and I don't know where to begin. Yeah. The interviews we've been doing here are just insane.
B is for beautiful.
Alvin, you said that you saw Evans and Roy Rogers.
Yep, they were riding Trigger, and they were carrying Bullet.
Hey, I just saw that guy litter.
Uh-oh, no, he's picking it up. See, this is
thank the Lord.
Because this
that's
is the
how you
religious
know it's a Christian
broadcast.
Conference. Yep. Thank you, Lord.
Christian.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you. Glory. Thank you, Mr. Christian.
Okay,
thank
now
you.
I want to tell you something. Dale, you're making fun of Dale Evans and Roy Rogers.
Yeah.
At my first NRB.
Yes.
I saw Dale Evans.
Wow. Was this like in spirit or was he?
No. No, not Roy Rogers had passed.
Okay.
But Dale, do you see that couple dressed as... As,
that's right. That's
American
what
Indians.
They reminded me of.
When you're at a place like this, just people wander by, they blow your minds, and you never see them again. I don't know what's going on. Hey, I want to interview them, but I can't.
Yeah.
We should probably interview Well, let me say this before we interview any more people.
Yeah.
Because YouTube canceled us, we're heroes.
Yes.
It's a badge of honor.
It is.
YouTube is beholden to the Chinese communists.
Mm-hmm.
They're working with the devil against God's purposes in history. And you know what? Hey, anybody can make a mistake, but that's way bigger than a mistake.
Yeah,
it is really terrifying what is happening in America. So we need to mock them ceaselessly.
Yeah.
And we need to tell people that you need to know what's going on. Wake up, folks. Wake up, or you're part of the problem.
Wake up and
hey,
smell the decaf.
No pressure, but if you want to be used by Satan, don't wake up.
No.
So, but yeah. let me just say that because they canceled us, we've taken a big financial hit.
Yep.
So we want to be very clear that one of the ways we break even on this show is when you go to Nutramedics.com or MyPillow.com or MyStore.com and use the code ERIC. And we stand behind these products.
Yes.
We're not just telling you to go there. We think, frankly, to have a partner who is a sponsor, it really helps that you believe strongly in the product, that it's a spectacular product. But go beyond that and say that these folks behind My Pillow, My Store, and behind Nutramedics, these are tremendous human beings.
Yeah.
And I would do anything to help them. Frankly, Nutramedics.com, we should mention this more often.
Yes.
They give literally 50% of their profits to missions and to, you know, the kind of charities that go along with that. The founder of Nutramedics was a missionary pilot, and they're all in. He met his wife on the mission field in Peru, and they're just extraordinary people. So they're creating these tremendous products. You've heard about it on the program, but they give literally 50% of their profits to missions. And I think to myself, you know what, instead of going to CVS and buying vitamin D or vitamin C or whatever else you're buying, CBD gummies, I just would say go to Nutramedics.com.
Yeah.
You get your melatonin there.
Yes.
You can get a handful of Quaaludes and vodka, whatever puts you to sleep. They have it. And so I just want to say Nutramedics.com, these guys, they're spectacular, and I just want you to know that. Use the code ERIC. You get a big discount.
Yeah, and watch the interviews we did with, or Eric did with Tim.
Well, if you want to know
Tim Eaton.
These folks are, we should re-air those interviews because I want my audience to know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
These are tremendous people.
They have miracle stories and everything about the establishment of the company and the missions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Good stories.
It's kind of wonderful, and we just need to know. I know that, you know, people say, well, what can I do besides voting? Well, you can vote with your money.
Yeah.
How you spend your money. And can you think of the spending power that Americans have?
Yeah.
We're talking billions and billions of dollars. How you spend your money, where you spend your money, is more than how you vote. And so if you give your money to organizations that are going to use it for God's purposes or for any kind of good purpose, if you can do that, suddenly you realize, well, you know what, if I don't do that, I'm foolish. That's tremendous power that I have as a consumer. So we want to say to folks, you know, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, Nutramedics.com, there are many other wonderful organizations and corporations, but take that seriously and don't give your money if you can help it to folks that are not using it for the right purposes.